Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We have to go back. I mean, this one hurt straight to the bone. Early this afternoon, everyone in the world collectively yelled no when we heard that Tina Turner had passed away at the age of 83 at her home near Zurich, Switzerland. But The Guardian, she did give an interview just 6 weeks ago to The Guardian. Yes. Wow. And so it is thought to be her final interview. It was done 6 weeks ago. She was asked how she wanted to be remembered, and she just replied as the queen of rock and roll. It was on April 9th.
Oh.
She told The Guardian, she said, as the queen of rock and roll, as a woman who showed other women that it is okay to strive for success on their own terms, asked what frightens her about getting older. She said, nothing. This is life's full adventure, and I embrace and accept every day what it brings. And then The Guardian, I loved what she said about the women, of course. And then she was also asked, this is kind of cheeky of the reporter. The reporter asked her, do you like, what do you like more, sex, money, or fame? I mean, that's a cheeky question.
What'd she say?
She said, at my age, is there any other options?
I love
and, and then the reporter asked her, do you enjoy being retirement? And she said, I enjoy the anonymity.
Boy, she really lived, wanted to live her private life in Switzerland.
She was so famous.
She was so famous.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, she in 2013 applied for Swiss citizenship.
Yes. And also, I'd like to remind people that even Mick Jagger credits Tina Turner with showing him how to get moves like Jagger to dance. It was Tina who taught him his, you know, hip, legs,
how
you know,
to move,
everything. So anyway, so that was she wanted to be remembered as the queen of rock and roll, which she is, that basically everyone is. You know, does remember as that. And then also simply the best, just because it's the song. It's so easy. And it does feel that way, you know, about her, that she was just the best. You know, I love that reporter asked her if she enjoyed money, sex, or fame more.
I absolutely love it. But really, she did. She had to apply when she applied for her Swiss citizenship. She undertook a mandatory citizenship test, which included advanced knowledge of German, which is the official language of Zurich.
Yes.
And Swiss history. On April 22nd, 2013, she became a citizen of Switzerland and was issued a passport. She signed paperwork to relinquish her American citizenship at the U.S. Embassy in Bern on October 24th.
Mm.
She really, she lived on the shores of Lake Zurich.
Oh, how lovely.
I know it. Chateau Algonquin in Kingston.
What? Well, sad day for, you know, her husband. My gosh, they were together a long time.
I know they were.
Yeah, they were kind of handsome together.
Yeah, he was hot. He was a former record producer in Germany. You know, she worked with Phil Spector when she was with Ike and Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. She's... Oh. Tell me something.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Do you remember Yolanda? She had the show.
I do.
Oprah. She was the...
Yes.
You know, helping women get motivated. Alana. Yolanda. Yes.
Yolanda.
That's it. There it is. She posted a great picture of Tina Turner, you know, up on a stage in a great, you know, dress in her signature high heels. And she said, she almost like it's a little prayer. She said, beloved, grand and glorious Miss Tina Turner, your pain became my power. Your strength became my courage. Your legs taught me to walk away. Your voice gave me the words to speak my truth. Thank you for every song you sang, every dance you danced, every prayer you prayed.
Wow.
Wow. Now that is like really really lovely.
I think so.
And, you know, just she's the pictures and the things, the stories that are tomorrow. You know, Tina Turner would be, I don't know at what age, I need to ask a newspaper person one of these times, but I don't know at what age, as a famous person, your obituary gets written and then it just gets updated.
I think it depends on your lifestyle.
Okay.
I think it's age and lifestyle.
Like they've had Ozzy Osbourne's ready for years.
Yes. I think it's age and lifestyle, but there was something that we read.
Because I'm always amazed, you know, at the detail that it comes out, but I forget they're prepared.
And we read a book, or I read a book. The last thing, not the last thing he told her. But the cover looked the same, but it was in the UK, and the woman was an obituary writer.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be sent out if they heard anything kind of distressing about a famous person. And they would just start compiling things,
mm-hmm.
just to get it ready.
Yeah.
And then people would, in the family, because these were wealthy people, would kind of negotiate, because they try to call them to interview them just to kind of get some facts.
To get some color commentary.
Right. And the family would then negotiate what could be in there. This was an interesting book. I don't believe that, you know, this is true, but I'll try to think of the book. But she, you know, she lived for a very long time because she was diagnosed in 2016 with intestinal cancer and opted for homeopathic remedies. She had high blood pressure and she had kidney failure.
Yeah, and she recovered enough that she was, we just saw her in November of 2021.
Her husband gave her a kidney in 2017.
Oh, my God.
She learned how to walk again after a stroke in 2013. I mean, she really, she was a fierce fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why she said at the end of, 2009,
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. I've performed so much. I've done so much. I've this much. And I'm ready just to be me.
Okay. Here's a great story. Okay. Cheryl Lynn, you know, she's the one who sang Got to Be Real.
Yes.
Love that song.
Okay.
She said, I met the one and only Ms. Tina Turner at Studio 54 in 1978. And she was so lovely. I was too stunned to say anything. She told me how much she loved Got to Be Real. I was so lost in the fact that I was even in her presence. What a lady. Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff that I look for on Twitter, like for people who have any kind of, memory.
People have been sharing with, we had John Bremon earlier. If you listen to the LoJ mm-hmm. replay from 6 to 7 tonight, he'll be on in the second segment.
Yeah.
It's just, and we've heard some funny things like that, you know, from our friend Mary, that the old hotel before the Marriott, that Coca-Cola was having a business meeting and
she was performing.
She performed. She mm-hmm. was the entertainment. And mm-hmm. that was right when Private Dancer was coming out in a small ballroom.
Yeah.
We heard that she was loyal to First Avenue because they were loyal to her during her times when she was considered, what do we call her? Not vintage, but she had a different name.
Well, she was just considered too old and washed up.
Yeah,
you know,
nostalgic entertainer.
Nostalgic entertainment.
That's what
act.
They called her, a nostalgic entertaining act.
Anyway, she really is an icon and a legend. That word gets thrown around a lot, but that is Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you ever seen What's Love Got to Do with It, Grant?
I have not, no.
Okay, that's a homework assignment. You would love that movie.
Today, I am going to
see it.
It's on the list, for sure. After these conversations today, I have to see it.
And you'll get mad that Angela Bassett got robbed for an Oscar.
I was robbed when she got robbed. Mad when she got robbed for Wakanda Forever.
She and Austin Butler.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one was tough for me.
And I think when there was that photo of Angela Bassett kind of comforting
mm-hmm.
Austin Butler at the Oscars, she was remembering that she too was robbed in a really good biopic of a legend.
Yes.
Just like Austin Butler was
and
with the Elvis performance.
I think she came out and
said we will never ever go. People are going to go, oh yeah, Brandon Fraser won for The Whale. No.
I've never seen it.
No one is gonna go see it again.
No.
Again, it's arts for fart's sake.
Yeah.
Okay,
arts for fart's sake.
So I gotta tell you something. So if you can go back to 1984 and remember the video for What's Love Got to Do with It. Mm-hmm. Tina Turner is walking down a busy street in New York with a black leather miniskirt, black tights, a black tank, and a jean jacket, and her hair all Tina Turner. and she's walking down the street.
She had a very good stride.
Oh, she had strut. She really did.
Shoulders back, legs strong.
Yes. He had an amazing lion mane-like hair. Uh-huh. And she struts down New York sidewalks, enjoying moments of eye contact with street dancers. One of them is Pamela Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen's sister.
Oh, really?
So now I got to go back and do that.
Yeah.
At 44.
Because, the MTV, all those videos would have been in rotation.
Yeah, and I just recognize this. I mean, it just brings back so many memories. And so at 44, when What's Love Got to Do With It became number one on the Billboard Hot 100, she was the oldest woman to have ever topped the chart.
And you know,
at 44.
What? I never thought about her age once.
Ever.
You know, we never thought, we were just like amazed with her voice
and her legs and her dancing
everything,
and her powerfulness and her beauty. Mm-hmm.
But I never like thought, I'm 20 something. I'm not going to listen. You know, we didn't even think like that because she was just such a vocal powerhouse, like her songs on that album, every one of them so good.
Okay, here's how she met her hubby. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Oh, plenty.
I remember this, and I feel like we heard this in the documentary on HBO. In 1986, Turner met German music executive Erwin Bach, who was sent by her European record label EMI to greet Turner at Dusseldorf Airport. Bach was over 16 years her junior. He was born in January in 56 in Cologne, Germany. Initially friends, they started dating later that year. And in July 2013, after a 27-year romantic relationship, they married in a civil ceremony in the banks of Lake Zurich.
Lovely. What a romance. I like that.
That's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
And he probably absolutely was just crazy about her.
Oh,
always.
I think so.
Just the way she was, you know? Like
yeah.
She would have gotten to that. Like, she would have not accepted anything less.
Someone said, you know, for us, you and I, we'll come back.
You're good.
We'll come back.
Okay.
Well, I was just, there's a tweet like Freddie Mercury, Prince, George Michael, David Bowie, Tina Turner. Who was the other one that we just lost? Big music. Prince, I think I already said him. Mm-hmm. But think of like our soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh. No, I know him.
We still have Madonna and Cher. And some of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly. Don't forget about Dolly.
Dolly, of course.
All right, listen, it's time for the Dirt Alert. We'll be right back.
Okay, we love furniture. We know you do too. And I really, you know, as the seasons change, it's always fun to go look in at Checkout Furniture Manor. They're 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo. It's the exit before or after the shops at Arbor Lake. Really, just 2 miles up the road off the freeway.
We're always inspired when we go in there.
And
we're just wow, look at all this.
And it doesn't have to be expensive to change things up because they have amazing art, botanicals, some accessories there that you aren't going to find anywhere else. But then if you are looking for furniture.
That's right.
Good selection. I was kind of inspired at, you know, your bonus daughter's home, her sectional. And we know that they have amazing sectionals at First Furniture Manor, and they're just gorgeous. And the Row brand.
Because you can customize them.
Customize
what size,
it, move things around. It's lovely. Furniture Manor, designers on staff, excellent pricing. Tell them the girl sent you.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant, what do you got for us?
Well, let's get into a little Taylor Swift news.
Okay.
Now,
she is
going to be, she just announced that she's going to release a deluxe album with Midnights. Now, and she's going to have on this deluxe album Ice Spice, who we all know more recently, her new boyfriend, Maddie Healy, had some really racist and horrible remarks on a podcast that he was on about. And she's also
about Ice Spice.
About Ice Spice. Yeah. So this is kind of like PR control, I think, on her end a little bit.
I would say it's in response to
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yeah, her fans yelling at her about Maddie.
Yeah, well, because it wasn't too, you know, what did he say? I mean, specifically, at one point in time, they referred to Icy Spice
as
a chubby Chinese lady.
Yeah.
I mean, awful things. And so this...
It was kitchen table talk that they were having out loud on a podcast.
And laughing along, no one stopping, no one saying like, hey guys, let's take a step back here. Not a good look.
This is a person.
That we're talking about. And so now, like I said, it has been announced that Taylor's going to join up with Ice Spice and do a she's going to be a guest on her fresh version of Karma. And in addition to that, Lana Del Rey will be on there for their collaboration of Snow on the Beach. I don't know her songs very well, but Lana Del Rey will also be a part of this new deluxe album. But fans at the New Jersey Stadium show this Friday afternoon will have the first crack at the physical release at merch stands at 12:30 p.m. when they open up for the concert. So that's going to be the first availability for fans to get it. But yes, and then another interesting thing, did you see that Maddie Healy's mother was talking to OK Magazine about how
he's... Oh, dear, don't answer the phone from a tabloid, Mrs. Healy.
Oh, she's like, my son is, he needs a break from touring, and he's, no one knows how hard it is to produce a massive show that at a scale like Matthew does. He's on, you know, he's the lead singer, he's producing it.
This is probably, they asked her, what do you think about all these terrible things he said about people?
Well, basically, she just, that would... probably what it led into, but she just told OK Magazine that he wants to take a break from touring because it's too hard for him to manage his own world tour and then fly 24 hours to go visit Taylor Swift and her tour.
Oh boy, she really did some talking to OK got some good scoop when that lady answered her phone.
Exactly. So just a little continued drama around the Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy relationship. But let's look at... let's go to some casting news here. And this one, Taylor Sheridan is at it again over at Paramount Plus, bringing us a new series called Landman. And this Landman is all about, it's based on the podcast Boomtown. And in reference to Boomtown, it's about West Texas and its modern day tale of a fortune seeking in a world of oil rigs. So this is as all the people went out to West Texas and all the billionaires that became from these oil companies. But it's got a great cast. I mean, it's going to cast Michelle Randolph, Jacob Laughlin, and alongside Billy Bob Thornton.
Ooh, I think Allie Landry got cast.
Landry did. That was a Variety got that exclusive. But
he's single-handedly keeping Paramount Plus afloat.
I know.
For scripted stuff, but I mean, who knows when they're going to write it or cast it. I mean, this is just Paramount throwing this news out there because, you know, Kevin, if anything, if I'm Paramount Plus, I am pressuring them to finish Yellowstone.
No kidding.
Could we not? Like, could we just, can we please like that?
I mean, we might not see this till who knows when. Long time.
Very long time. Yeah. And in the saddest part, like we've said, it's been the most boring first half of a season.
Yeah.
And now we're going to wrap up what was an amazing four seasons.
Right.
By one half of a season.
But that's okay. He could like tighten it up. Somehow get John Dutton out as governor of Montana, because that storyline never made sense. And John Dutton himself isn't happy, which is why Kevin Costner is off making westerns in Utah. And his wife blames him for, you know, doing
everything.
Too much acting and not enough home time. And now he's getting DIVORCE.
That's true.
It's a bad year.
Yeah, right.
Bad year. Well, it's not a bad year for Claudia Conway. She is now
Who's that?
She is the daughter of President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
in
when
high
they got
school,
in,
they were going back and forth on social media, fighting Trump.
Yes. And so she is now posting racy pics as she becomes a Playboy bunny.
What?
Yeah. So it's kind of like a form of OnlyFans, but Playboy is doing doing this now, where she's 18 and she has created a subscription page on Playboy.com. This is in late April. And so far it has 11 images of herself posing in scandalous bikinis.
Okay.
And these pictures can range from $5 to $99 if you purchase them. Some of them are a little bit more intimate. They, you know, so some cleavage close-ups and different things like that, but no pure nudity, just some scandalous photos. But she's putting herself out there. And
I'm going to Hollywood speak this, and she's been cut off on the, you know, the money, and this is just like, this is the easy way to make some money for her. That's what I think.
That's a pretty good Hollywood speak there, because based on her relationship.
Like, the allowance that she was getting, you know, for whatever, whatever, maybe she's not going to school, and the parents are like, if you're not...
I'm telling you, we've had to
cut off the train.
Parent-child relationship for years.
Yes.
It seems so...
dysfunctional
beyond,
and bad.
It's gross that we have to be part of it. I mean, that they haven't figured it out. I mean, do this on your own.
I always felt that Kellyanne was like in a kind of a out loud abusive mom that she just like, I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson on her show today.
Yeah.
Remember Tina Turner and Kelly Oakey.
Oh, good.
We might have to play this, Grant. I'm going to send it to you.
Send it to me. Yeah, we'll get that one for the final segment because we got vintage coming up here. We'll definitely have to play that, but... let's go over to HBO Max, nor Max, putting the proverbial foot in their mouth again. You know, we just learned about how the CEO of HBO Max was delivering the commencement speech over at Boston University, where he was booed, and they were saying, pay the writers, now it has come out, they're making an apology, and they're blaming this big mistake of theirs, and I'll tell you in a second what it is, on their merge from HBO Max to Max. What happened was viewers on specific shows saw that the writers and directors credits were just dropped down
to creators.
Yes.
Taking away the names of these people that put the time into all these projects during a writer's strike.
Yeah.
What a slap to the face.
I went through Max today because I wanted to see what it was like. Because you have to you have to reload the app.
Unless you have HBO, then you're automatically signed in to HBO.
Well, I didn't have to sign in. I just had to download the new app.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to re-sign in, but I kept looking for Discovery Plus. They just have Discovery. There's no Discovery Plus.
Well,
so what was the merge?
Discovery, all of Discovery's product,
which is TLC,
everything,
HGTV.
It's all on that Max.
I couldn't find it, but I mean, it's a new app to fart around with. I'm not a fan.
You're probably going to have to search by show and not by channel.
No, they had it. I saw it.
They did.
Casey and I looked at it last night, and they had all the Discovery Plus. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You just got it.
I couldn't find it. All right.
It's dumb. They've lost a great name.
And then what they tried to in Max, the A, like how they're doing it's like supposed HBO, to be like the HBO.
But it's
just stupid.
It's so dumb. It's marketing gone awry at its worst.
Oh, the worst marketing.
We were just heard the name David of First Equity,
He is our guy, bringing back the Cat Video Festival with him. That is such a fun evening.
I've got some testimonials here, okay? This is from Jeff and Randy. They said, Torben was a gem to work with, patient, kind, thoughtful, and always willing to go the extra mile to help us out. As first-time homebuyers, we couldn't have asked for a better mortgage experience. I just heard from someone last night whose kids are trying to buy a house right now. They've lost out on like four different houses.
Uh-oh.
Because it's so tight, the competition, but people are also paying way over what you can get a house appraised for. So I think... Get some great advice from First Equity. You know, what are the boundaries? What are the limitations that you should be looking at with what you can afford in a mortgage? And and they can explain all that to you. What's a good buy? What's not a good buy? Besides helping you get what you want, they'll position you right and get everything done on time. That's First Equity. They're your partner.
Kelly Clarkson sounds light.
Oh, I think she sounds good.
No, her voice sounds... Oh, yeah. That song needs to be delivered with force.
Oh, like I thought it sounded good.
I'm just saying, I like that she did it, but it's just goes to show you maybe why people don't really do covers of Tina Turner songs, because she's...
Got that soul or
such
the jazz.
A powerhouse vocal, you know, with a unique, you know, kind of a... roughness.
Rough. I was gonna say ras or rough. Yes, but Kelly's so clean. it doesn't have that soul, but it's still a beautiful version of
it. Yeah. No, I like that she did it. I like that too. She pivoted. Yeah.
I love that's what's great about live radio, live TV, live things. You can do that. I'm John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Tweeted about Tina Turner, and he said this. I'm so deeply sad to hear about Tina Turner's passing. I loved her version of Proud Mary.
It was better than Creedence's.
It was different and fantastic, and I was also happy because she chose my song, and it was her breakthrough record.
It was. That's sweet. It really was. And then, you know, how that slow build, and then she'd start doing that iconic go down and then back. I mean, really, when you watch Mick Jagger dance, you're like, yeah, he really did learn that from Mick. From her. Yeah, there's a lot of people now on Twitter.
Tom Jones.
What did Tom say?
Tom said, it's a picture of Tina Turner singing with him, and they're both looking hot.
Yeah, I found a song of them singing earlier. God, what was it? I'll find it here. It was awesome. It was Tom Jones. Hold on, I'll find it.
Is this on Tom's Twitter?
This is on Tom's Twitter, and he says, Tina, an incredible woman, a genuine singer, a one-of-a-kind talent. I'm honored to have known her. R.I.P. Tina.
They did a version of Hot Legs. They did a duet of Hot Legs, and let's give it a...
And it's great.
He is so good. I saw him in the Jazz Fest in 2019, and women were throwing underwear.
Yeah, he can move his hips. He's got a little Elvis.
He was 78, and he sounds...
Women were throwing their underwear.
Oh, no.
The one that really... I mean, Colleen Lindstrom loved him.
I had never seen him before. I knew his music.
We grew up with the music, but we never saw him live.
And when we saw him, I was like, now I get why people
were so crazy for him.
Why they follow him around show to show. He was fun. I'm glad that he shared that.
Angela Bassett has shared.
Oh, her statement. I read that. Yeah.
What did she say?
There's something on the rap about that. Yeah.
She said, because I saw
a photo of them on the set of What's Love Got to Do with It, each of them in their director's chair. And it's the cutest damn photo. And I remember how we couldn't believe Angela Bassett looked so much like Tina Turner, right down to the cut arms. Because Tina Turner.
Oh, she had muscles.
Yeah, she was so strong physically and in her voice and stuff. And we were just like, oh my God, she's got Tina Turner's biceps. Mm-hmm. That's how much she gave to the role.
She is a physically fit man. She is great. So here's what Angela Bassett said. How do we say farewell to a woman who owned her pain and trauma and used it as a means to help change the world? Through her courage in telling her story, her commitment to stay the course in her life, no matter the sacrifice, and her determination to carve out a space in rock and roll for herself and for others who look like her. Tina Turner showed others who lived in fear what a beautiful future filled with love, compassion, and freedom should look like. Her final words to me, this is Angela Bassett speaking about Tina Turner, if you're just joining us, for me were... You never mimicked me. Instead, you reached deep into your soul, found your inner Tina, and showed her to the world.
It's true.
And then she goes on to say, I shall hold these words close to my heart for the rest of my days. I am honored to have known Tina Turner. I'm humbled to help show her to the world. So on today, while we mourn the loss of this iconic voice and presence, she gave us more than we could ever ask. She gave us her whole self.
Ah.
And Tina Turner is a gift that will always be simply the best. Angels... Sing thee to rest, thy queen.
Oh, my God.
I'm not crying. You're crying. No.
Jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, Angela.
My gosh. Diana Ross.
Oh, my God.
Said that she's shocked and saddened and posted a picture of them really not too long ago together.
Oh, really?
Viola Davis called Tina Turner brilliant, and she shows her up on this, like, bridge thing from Mad Max, and she says, iconic, beautiful, brilliant, a survivor. Our first sex symbol of excellence and unbridled ownership of sexuality.
True.
You were my childhood. Oh, man, God is getting an angel today. Rest well, Queen Tina Turner. We will bask in your legacy.
Oh, that is so good.
And then you read Mick Jagger.
Yes, he was the first one to put anything out. You can tell he tells his assistant to get the photos, and then he just dictates to everybody because it's his... you know, you could just tell it was from his heart.
Oh, that,
you know?
Live Aid performance that we played in the whatever hour it was.
Yeah, it's so good.
You go and watch that. Just look up Tina Turner
and Mick Jagger.
And Mick Jagger, Live Aid 1985. And it is, they are gelling. They're both moving. You know how Rick, there's something about those two on stage. It's kind of sexual.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel like she had that. You know, someone told us the iconic one on YouTube to watch her singing with, what's his name? 80s rocker.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
Yes.
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
Uh-huh. I think she's had chemistry.
David Bowie. Yeah. Rod Stewart. Here's Gloria Gaynor saying, I'm so sad to hear the passing of Tina Turner, the iconic legend who paved the way for so many women in rock and roll, black and white. She did with great dignity and success what very few would even have dared to do in her time and in that genre of music. Magic Johnson, rest in peace, my queen of rock and roll. I've seen her so many times, hands down. She's one of the best live shows I've ever seen. And it's a picture with Magic Johnson, Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, my God.
And Tina Turner.
Wow.
Sierra, heaven has gained an angel. Rest in peace. The inspiration you gave us, Rita Wilson.
At the London Theater where Tina the Musical is playing.
Yeah.
They announced it to the crowd after the end of the performance.
Oh, my.
That Tina had passed away. And when the crowd came out, I guess people had already were leaving bouquets for her. And the theater had changed the top of the thing to 12 Grammys, 200 million records, but only one Tina Turner. You know,
oh,
but they waited.
It's giving me the chills.
I've got goosebumps right now.
Until it's over, to not ruin it for people, but to make sure that they acknowledged it. And
yeah, that they knew that, you know. And I think about how hard that would have been. Maybe the cast might have known or not known. But anyway.
It would make you, Debbie Harry, Blondie, Lori.
Yes.
I was a benefactor of the energy, creativity, and talents of Tina Turner, a woman who started in rural Nutbrush, Tennessee cotton fields and worked her way to the very top. She was a great inspiration to me when I was starting out and remains so to this day. Love you.
Aw.
Do you guys want to go
Questlove
out?
Questlove.
Yeah.
I got one good tribute. What did Questlove have to say? I'm curious, actually.
He said, Survivor, the king and queen.
Oh.
She was everything. Man, this is one of the figures I just knew would live in her three digits. I was not prepared to say goodbye to her. But that's 2023, and here we are. What an amazing life. Love you forever, Tina Turner. Rest in melody.
Yeah, Quest, because Quest did that. Didn't he do the documentary on?
He did on music.
Music, Motown.
Soul, summer love.
Summer soul. Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
That was so good.
But there's this, I found a cool video of Let's Stay Together, you know, originally by Al Green.
Right.
And there's this, it's at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yes.
And it's this choir that sings along with him. And it's a tribute to Tina Turner from, this is from 2005. And I know it's not Tina, but it's just a beautiful little, you want to hear it right now?
We'd love to hear it.
All right.
Oh, I love.
And then she put it on the Private Dancer album.
And she's watching as he's doing it. And they just showed her. She's in the crowd watching this whole thing.
Yeah.
I just paused it. And there she is. And she's got this beautiful rainbow. Oh,
well, they always wear that ribbon when they get to Kennedy Center.
Is that what that is?
Yes, they do.
It's the ribbon that they get presented with. I'm so glad that she got her flowers way back then from, you know.
Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Centers. Was that?
2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we'll be right back. Maybe we have a little clip from Janis Joplin.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We'll see what Julia or Grant or I can pull up, because now there really are full on feelings.
Tributes.
About. Yeah.
Thoughtful ones.
Thoughtful ones. Really good ones. Yeah.
Hey, gang. It's Lori and Julia here from Metropolitan Airport Commission. Listen, visit MSP.com for all your needs. And one of the busiest travel weekends of the year is
You're
this weekend.
That's right.
And one of the smartest things you can do for yourself if you plan on parking at the airport is pre-booking your parking to take care of all that stress of finding a spot. You can do it.
Yeah, you don't want to get to the airport and it's 93% full. And where are you going? I mean, if you just pre-book it in advance, you pick exactly where you want to park. You know, it's easy peasy if you're looking to save money or you have a lot of luggage or equipment, if you will.
Yes.
Go to the quick ride ramp, because then they pick you up right at your car 24/7. It goes to both airports and that's the lowest
price. It's off Post Road and Highway 5. It's amazing. And when you book on the app, you save $2 a day off the price of parking,
right,
which is wonderful. Get to the airport early too and enjoy yourself and shop and eat.
Bears devastated about Tina.
Yeah, they were...
They go way back. They go all the way back to the 60s, recording in Phil Spector's studio. So yeah, we haven't heard from her yet, but I'm sure she really was. They were friends.
Yes,
and I'm sure Oprah is devastated because became friends when her producers arranged without Oprah knowing it for her 50th birthday for her to come and perform on the show.
Oh, right. What a surprise.
And remember when Oprah had the Legends Ball where all the women were dressed in white?
Was that like for her 60th
birthday? Halle Berry was there and she talked about meeting Tina Turner, and we're just remembering Tina Turner today. And this is a very old clip.
Oh, yeah.
When Tina Turner was still with
Ike Turner. And this Ike and Tina review. Is that what they're called? Or Ike and Tina Turner?
Yeah. And she, Janis Joplin, blast from the past, is on the Dick Cavett Show.
Oh, my gosh.
1969.
Yeah. Right. Who do you go to listen to, Janis, if you want to really have a... Who are your favorites?
Tina Turner.
Sorry, I can hear you.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything.
Best chick ever. Fantastic singer, great dancer, fantastic show. She sings with the Ike and Tina Turner Review. Ike is her husband and band leader. And Tina's the show.
Did Dick Cavett not know who Tina Turner was?
I don't think he did. I think that's kind of funny.
Kind of like she had to sort of explain to him.
Like, really?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh, who's that?
Right,
she
right.
She was very soft-spoken there.
I know, for someone who take a little piece of my heart, you know, have you ever...
very, very loud voice. Singer? Yeah, yeah.
I love that. I loved getting that clip. Oh, my gosh.
And there's, you know, Jennifer Hudson says, this is a sad day for music. The queen of rock and roll has passed. Tina Turner, we honor you. Your legacy will live forever. You showed us all what it means to have the grit and determination to never stop, no matter what life throws our way. Thank you for all you've given us. One of the most iconic photos was Annie Leibovitz's photo of her climbing like this metal grate. You know, you've seen it, Lori. I'll show it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And so a lot of people...
I didn't know that was an Annie Leibovitz picture.
It is. A lot of people are showing that. Ringo Starr says, God bless Tina Turner. Rest in peace and love to all of her family. Mariah Carey, the words legendary, iconic, diva, and superstar are often overused, and yet Tina Turner embodies them all and so many more. An incredible performer, musician, and trailblazer. To me, she will always be a survivor and an inspiration to women everywhere. Her music will continue.
Oh, I know it.
Bill Clinton said he loved Tina Turner and won't forget meeting her when she came to Little Rock for a concert after releasing Private Dancer in 84. We met again on her 67th birthday in St. Petersburg, where she and Elton John sang for a charity event. She still had a talent, style, energy, authenticity, a priceless gift to music lovers everywhere. May she rest in peace.
Oh, that's a great memory.
I know. Prince, Estate, rest in power, Tina Turner.
Okay.
Oh, people, there's going to be a lot of, and the clips are so good because she was such an iconic performer.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to go back, and we're going through Twitter and watching it, but YouTube will have a lot of stuff, and going back to watch the videos from Private Dancer and just, I'm going to just.
The epic MTV videos. Oh, yeah, for yeah, it, definitely.
It just was.
And I
something.
Forgot she sang the song for GoldenEye for the James Bond
yes,
song.
Yes, she did.
Really?
Yes, she
Tina
did.
Turner.
Oh.
I mean, Bono and The Edge wrote the song,
awesome.
But Tina sang that.
She was also in We Are the World.
Yes, of course.
If you remember that.
I just heard that song this weekend on 80s.
You did?
On the 80s XM or whatever.
You know what song of hers that I like that's an old one? This is like in, you know, goes back to her early days. A Fool in Love. I always loved how they sang that song. And Angela Bassett sings that song and What's Love Got to Do With It. I'm Just a Fool in Love. It's like a good R&B song.
You know, and back to your GoldenEye, Lori.
Yeah.
That was written by Bono and The Edge of U2.
I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you, I mean, no, we're both trying to read
and talk
it,
at the same
make sure
time.
We get everything.
Let's get a Fool in Love. I just found that one. This sounds great.
He knew right away she was everything. Like, I got a band, but now we got a singer.
Yeah.
Now we got somebody who's going to bring life to music.
He saw dollar signs, not love, not hearts.
Yeah. In an interview like in the 90s, he said Private Dancer was the beginning of my success in England. And basically, Europe has been very supportive of my music. I'm not as big as Madonna in the United States, but I'm as big as Madonna in Europe. I'm as big as, in some places in Europe, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's right.
And she had a very famous sit-down with Larry King in 1997, so that would be another great thing to just kind of talk to her, get...
Yeah, you hear
just
some
to visit
clips
her
from.
Again.
Oh,
yes.
That Larry King. He did have some good damn interviews.
Oh, he was amazing. He was so good.
Yeah.
I remember watching that all the time.
I remember when Prince was on with him.
Oh, I don't remember that one. Now, that'd be
sure,
a good one to
I'm
watch.
I'm pretty sure that he was, unless I'm having a false memory. I'm misremembering. We'll see you guys tomorrow.